No, and for me, say, well, I'm a renter, but, you know, if I was in this situation and I had to go through something like this, I wouldn't say that I'm ill-prepared, but I would much rather talk to somebody than have to sit there and go online on my phone and try to figure it out. So it's really neat that they're there.
Yep, and renters can apply for this, too. Like, if you were, like, in a, for instance, basement apartment and you lost all your furniture, you can apply for a low-interest deferred loan like that. For that too. So renters are eligible for this program too. I forgot that. I'm glad you said that. Other than that, we had, you know, we paid the bills and did some of those kinds of things. We did have our our county engineer Todd Larson present. He gave an update on some of the road work that's happening. It's we have county road 18 that's grade widening. It's been really, really wet up there. I'm trying to finish seeding some of the in slopes and things like that. And that project will actually finish next year, but we're trying to get it kind of ready or buttoned up for the winter. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on up there right now. Todd did also talk a lot about some of the maintenance stuff that's going on. They're trying to do full ditch mowing. As you can imagine, that's really wet in some spots, although it's starting to dry out after the last week and a half here. But with our frost this morning, we know that winter's moving in, right? And our maintenance supervisor was there at the meeting yesterday. We were giving him a little bit of a grief about that because we always worry about when that first snow is going to hit and when we're going to get ready. So everybody's trying to hurry up and get the fall work done, so we're ready for that. They did approve, a $3.4 million contract for that CASA 18 work that'll complete next year. We've gotten well over $1 million in a carbon reduction grant to do that. County engineer had applied for a grant to try to supplement some of those funding, and that's all good news for local residents here because that offsets any local dollars we need to bring forward for that project. So, it makes our construction dollars go further. And therefore, there's more that we can do with our local dollars and other projects and things like that. And we can get more of those projects done on our long-term plan and stuff. Typically in the fall here, we do publish like a five-year road plan. The county engineer updates that. So that'll be updated here probably in November. It'll probably come in front of the board. We also approved a purchase of a 2026 motor grader. You know, with our discount, with our trade-in, they're running about $335,000 net levy dollars. So those are expensive pieces of equipment. They are on a replacement schedule, but our county maintains a lot of gravel miles. And so those are important to get updated and kind of replaced as we can. We, you know, did a kind of a regional survey here, and our staff really actually maintains more miles than almost anybody in the region. And that's because we hold a large portion of the township contracts in Stevens County, performing that work for the townships on their behalf.